Kiss 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. I regret this already.
DM Deep Dive time. All right. All the DMs that you are sending in to us, we love talking about them on the show every day.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Tatiana says, if the five of you all lived in a castle back in the hierarchy days, what would everyone's roles be? What? King or queen, servant, village idiot, soldier, princess, and more.
Bro, this is not fair. It's not.
Sham. So,
go ahead and just take servant role and let you guys do the rest.
Okay. Well, if you had to pick, let's say you had to pick.
Nah, I'm not playing this game. I'll do the rest.
You wouldn't be allowed to play the game.
Like, yo, this is a trap right here.
Okay.
If you
had to be a servant role back in the day, right?
Okay.
Would you prefer to be like kitchen?
Like inside or outside of the restaurant?
Oh, that's not what I'm asking. We're talking medieval times. Okay?
Oh,
right. We're not talking, you know, in the field times.
Yeah, we're not talking about less than 100 years ago.
Realistically, if we're talking those times, we would all be slaves.
Yeah.
We would all be in the basement, all of us.
No.
Maybe they would bring Maury up every now and then to laugh at him.
Yeah.
Right?
You guys don't think I'd be the princess?
You?
Yeah.
Based on what?
Based on everything.
Triggered, right?
You know what I mean? What do you mean?
I know. Look at this. I know how you were raised.
All right. Next DM, Maria. Let's move on before this gets worse.
What's going to be the princess? All right. Vincent says, what is next for Maria after finishing her first ever half marathon? Any big plans fitness wise? We all know she is our fit queen. All right.
What is
fit queen? Wow, that's a good one.
What's the next thing? Be a princess.
Being a princess is my next venture. No, I'm actually doing this thing called the body recomposition.
Which is what?
Which is when you eat, it's like kind of like a bulk in a sense where like you basically eat a lot of protein and put on a lot of muscle and then you do a little shred towards the spring, summer. Uh-huh. So I can put on a lot more muscle mass.
Oh, nice.
How do you do that? What do you eat?
I'm eating a lot of protein. So a lot of like chicken, protein powder, all of that kind of stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
Bulk up. There you
bulk
go.
Bulk up. Yeah. Like, so you put some muscle on.
Bulk up to the point of where you're going to have to buy new clothes? Or?
No. I don't have money for a whole new wardrobe. Okay. But mainly just like so that like, I don't know, I just are more defined.
Gotcha.
One more DM, please, Maria.
Yeah. Laura Lee says, of all the nicknames Shem has been given, if he had to get rid of one, which one would he make go away?
So we got Shem, well, that's your name. We got Shemmy, which we got from your ma. We got Cheesecake, and we got Cookie Burger.
Also Crybaby.
Crybaby as well, yeah.
None of those nicknames actually bother me. The one that used to bother me was Hemorrhoids, or Shemroids, is what it used to be called. That was never fun. Didn't love that name.
Moving forward.
And your parents had no idea, huh?
None.
Like, just no idea how cruel kids can be,
bruh.
Right?
I used to be called Shem Brulee, Creme de la Shem, which are all somewhat flattering, I think.
Yeah. Shemroids is the one, though.
But Shemroids or Hemorrhoids? Oh, that was the worst.
Were like a lot of white people giving you those names? Or
Honestly, it mixed. Everybody. Everybody was giving me that name. Yeah. But yeah, Shemroids was the worst.
At Shem on Instagram, go to his latest post in the comment section and just load it up with Shemroids.
I feel like Shem's name is easy to make nicknames.
It's
so
easy.
Right? Like, that's why. Did you guys ever have any, like, really weird nicknames?
So easily. No, not really.
Nah, how about you?
No.
Yeah, people used to, you have to bleep this.
Okay.
People used to like joke around in high school and call me Pep.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then
can I send people in Maria's Instagram and have them load up the comment section for that?
No.
What was yours, Maury?
Morphine.
Morphine? Who called you Morphine?
Luke Fair did.
Who's that? Mm-hmm.
He's now a famous DJ.
Oh,
that guy?
Okay. Really? Because I've been to many music festivals. I've never heard of Luke
Fair. One guy. That was it? Just Morphine?
Morphine, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Right. Thank you, everyone, for all of the DMs that you are sending in. We talk about them every day on the show. Maria Pat gets them.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
And we talk about them.
Should have never said anything.
This is Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5. I want you to stay. Till I'm in the grave.
To betrayal, but you're relevant. You're terrified to look down. Cause if you dare, you see the glare of everyone you burn just to get there. It's coming back around. And I keep my side of the street clean. You wouldn't know. Boy, in the beast, weave your little webs of opacity. My panties made your crown. Trick me once, trick me twice. Don't you know the cash ain't the only price? It's coming back around. And I keep my side of the street clean. You. Rattling your ground. Karma's on your scent like a bounty hunter. Karma's gonna track you down. Step by step from town to town. Sweet like justice. Karma is a queen. Karma takes all my friends to the summit. Karma is the guy on the screen. Coming straight home to me.
Five's needy
or greedy.
Feeling needy.
could win you $92.
Feeling greedy, however, could get you so much more.
Up to $5,000.
But only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4.
Kiss 92.5's Greedy or Greedy. You know that I'm greedy.
Kiss 92.5.
Come and get it.
In just 2 minutes, an Oral-B electric toothbrush can change your mind about what a toothbrush can do. In just 2 minutes a day, its dentist-inspired round brush head cleans 100% better than a regular brush. And in less time than the average commercial break, you can get that purifying clean feeling like you just left the dentist. Not bad for just a couple of minutes. Oral-B. Brush like a pro.
Come and get it.
Experience the new modern Mexicana menu at Mucho Burrito, like pineapple pork al pastor, tender pork, pineapple salsa, and al pastor sauce with a zesty kick. Get it as a taco trio for only $9.95. Or the bold, smoky flavor of our guajillo grilled chicken in a burrito for only $11.75. Get them all in your choice of burrito bowl or taco. And save room for new churro fries, loaded nachos, and taquitos. The new menu at Mucho Burrito. Love what you eat and love Mucho. Prices may vary by location.
The four-day pre-Black Friday sale is on now at Marks. Until November 10th, take 25% off full-priced items from your favorite brand store-wide. Plus, save up to 60% on door crashers. Visit Marks and Marks.com.
Discover more value at Loblaws with Fresh Promise. If their produce is not fresh, it's free. Shop now. Conditions apply. See in-store for details.
The Roz and Mocha Show
lives on Kiss 92.5.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
Truth is bulletproof, there's no fooling you. I don't dress the same. Me and two, you say I was yesterday. Have gone our separate ways. Left my living fast somewhere in the past, cause that's for chasing cars. Turns out open bars lead to broken hearts. I'm going way too far. I know it used to be crazy. Say I used to be young. You tell me time has not changed me. That's fine, I've had a good run. I know I used to be crazy. That's cause I used to be young. Take one, pour it out. It's not worth crying about the things you can't erase. Like tattoos and regrets, words I never meant and ones that got away. Left my living fast somewhere in the past and took another road. Turns out crowded rooms empty. I'd assume there's somewhere else to go. Oh, I know I used to be crazy. I know I used to be fun. You say I used to be wild. I say I used to be young. You tell. To be crazy, messed up, but God, was it fun? I know it used to be wild. That's good. Cause I
used to be young.
This is Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
Victoria, hello. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
What's up?
I just have a question for you and Roz, actually.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So the question is, if you had to book a family vacation around your child's favorite movie, where would you go and what activities would you plan?
Oh, right now? It would be so easy. Probably going back to Disney and visiting Galaxy's Edge, the Star Wars area.
Right.
Because he's still into all of that. Like, we went 1 year. He had no idea. He hadn't watched really, like, any of the movies. He didn't get into it until after we got back from the trip.
Right.
So he's fully, fully into it. Or, like, anywhere that's got Lego or a Super Mario. You know that new...
It's easy for you because he's still into all those things that where you could go places in the world and see those things.
Like that Super Mario section, I think at Universal maybe, or wherever it is, the Super Mario Land.
Yeah.
Like, he'd be into that.
Right.
For sure. What's into these days?
She's into 14? A lot. She's into a lot of murder mysteries. She's into a lot of British shows. Like, she and Catherine live on BritBox.
Really?
Oh my God! That's her whole life. That's what they watch is British murder mysteries, right? That's her and Key and Peele.
Oh, okay.
And South Park. I mean, if I could take her to South Park and go to like that Taco Loco place or whatever the hell it's called, I'm sure she'd have a great time there. But she is very much into, like, when it comes to movies, into just like that British aesthetic. But she's already been to the UK, so I don't know. I think that she's very much drawn to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Very much drawn to Europe. Not so much the U.S., although she really loves California. And she loved Nashville as well. But she's very much into sort of Europe. Her whole thing is that she doesn't like hot.
Really?
No.
Oh, wow.
Like, this weather right now is her favorite weather. Huh. Like, fall, sort of like 15, 16 degrees. That's her favorite weather.
So if you said, like, yo, we're going to go on vacation to Mexico, it's like 40 degrees
every
day. She
would be dreading it every single day.
Really?
Every single day before we left, and then every single day while we were there.
Wow.
And the problem is that Catherine's sort of the same way, too.
Wow.
So like, when they go away on their own, like, they've been to Iceland twice, right? They went to Portugal in the winter and went to the islands where it was like windy and rainy. And, you know, they love that. But they do not go hot at all.
Really?
So for me to suggest something, like, and it really takes a lot out of me because I love hot.
Same.
I love Mexico. I love the islands. I love all of that stuff. And they just won't go with me.
Damn.
Right. And I won't go to Iceland with them.
Uh-huh.
Right. So we sort of split vacations and we meet in the middle, you know, with places, you know, like, let's go to, you know, like, let's go to Europe or, you know, we want to go to Italy kind of thing. Uh-huh. Right. But not in the summer.
Damn.
Right. We were going to go to Italy last year. I had this whole beautiful thing, this whole trip planned.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was a heat wave and they're like, we're not going.
Wow.
So we pivoted and we went somewhere else.
Damn.
Yeah. It's crazy. So I don't know, but if she could go on some sort of like walking tour where they could find a body somewhere in London and then get together with a group of people to try and solve the crime.
Oh, don't they have like those Jack the Ripper?
Yeah, but I think she would want to actually do like a murder,
like find a real body,
like murder mystery, but only in the streets of London.
Oh wow.
I think
late
would,
at night.
Yeah. I think she would
it's gotta be foggy
super
outside.
Super into that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Victoria. Appreciate you listening. How long have you been listening to the Roz and Mocha Show?
Probably since I was 10.
Okay. Oh, wow.
How long is that?
I'm 26 now.
Okay.
I'm 26
wow.
now.
Wow,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So the duration of the show.
As long as I can remember. Yeah, yeah.
Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Mocha.
Hey.
Hey.
Love that. Love you. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. You too.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
Go, 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 shorty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Cardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. You need to fill the buzz. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, get in there getting rough. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. You need to fill the buzz. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, get in there getting rough. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on duck. When I roll 20 deep, it's always drama in the club. Now that I roll with drugs.
pray everybody show me love. When you select them and them, you get plenty of groupie love. But homie, ain't nothing changed. Roll down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cutting, man. Roll them trees up. If you watch how I move, you mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, but now I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, in the they saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But I live in New York, for sure, to tell you I'm local. When the plan is to put the rap game in the trunk, oh, I'm fully focused, man. My money on my mind, got a meal out the deal, and I'm still in the grind. Now shorty says she feeling my stash, she feeling my flow. A girl from Woody, they buy, and they ready to go. I'm your hero, bottle full of bug. Mama, I got what you need, you need to fill the buzz. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, you in the getting rough. You can find me in the club. Bottle full of bug, mama, I got what you need. You need to feel the buzz. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, you in the getting rough. My flow, my show brought me to go. That brought me all my fancy things. My crib, my cars, my clothes, my shoes. Look on me, I done came up and I ain't changing. You should love it. Way more than you hate it. Oh, you mad? I thought that you'd be happy I made it. I'm that cat by the bar, toasting to the good life. Moved out the hood, now you tryna pull me back, right? Once y'all get the bumpin' in the club, it's on. I'm with my eyes, your chicks, if she smiles, she gone. Hit the roof on fire, man. Just let it burn up the tone. Ain't about money, homie, I ain't concerned. I'ma tell you what banks for me, cause go ahead, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate them, watch the money pile up. Or we can go upside the head with a bottle of blood. Come on, they know where we be. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bug. Mama, I got what you need, you need to feel the buzz. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, you in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bug. Mama, I got what you need, you need to feel the buzz. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, you in the getting rough.
Don't try to act like you don't know who we be, neither. We a club on town, so pop, pop on. Shady Aftermath.
Listen up.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
On KISS 92.5.
I'm drowning in
This is Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
Rada, it's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Do you want me to read this text that you sent, or do you want to just say it yourself?
I can say it myself. I was on Disney Plus the other day, and I was scrolling, and the ad came up. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that looks exactly like Roz. And I was super excited because I'm like, is it like him hosting something? And I clicked on it, and it wasn't Roz. It was a TV show for a TV show called The Old Man.
Yeah. Yo, the one, Jeff Bridges.
Oh my God.
Yo, do you watch this show?
Oh, I do. It's great. Yeah. It's a fantastic. Yeah. It's also John Lithgow's on that.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Great show.
So does, in your opinion, Shem, because you watch this show, does Jeff Bridges look like Roz, or does Roz look like Jeff Bridges?
Twins.
Yeah?
Twins.
I think it's a compliment.
Twins.
Yo, I'm looking at this poster for the show, this ad for the show. Yeah, I could see that. I could absolutely see that. So did you start, Rada, did you start watching the show?
I didn't start watching the show. I would have if Roz was in it.
Yeah. Okay.
Why does it have to be called The Old Man?
I know.
You know, like you could have said Jeff Bridges could have started anything. I love Jeff Bridges. Yeah, I've always loved Jeff Bridges. But like, you could have started anything. But it's like if somebody says, hey, you know, just, there's this like cool movie called like, you know, like, like Rugged and right? And the guy, and you can bleep that out. That's fine. People know what I mean. And they were like, the guy in the poster looked just like Roz. I'd be like, okay, cool. That's Jeff Bridges. Cool. Yeah. You know? And then we'd be like, hey, Shem, are you watching Rugged and you'd be like, it's awesome.
Got my finger hovering on this bleep button. All right, Rada. So, in The Old Man, that is Jeff Bridges. That is not our Roz Weston.
Right.
Okay, thank you for the clarification.
All right, girl.
Can you ask
thank you.
Question?
I was going to ask, how long have you been listening to the Roz and Mocha show for?
Since like 2016, since I started working.
Okay, and between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Mocha!
No.
Next one. Rada, we love you. Have a great day.
Take care, bye.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha show.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye, and I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll find. You
to you. Right next to you. Next to you. Right next to you.
Still don't have any tickets?
It's
don't worry. Thanks to Rogers, we found some more blank spaces at her Toronto show to be filled.
And you're not going to find them anywhere else.
Listen to Kiss for the Taylor Swift back-to-back throwbacks.
When you hear them, text the keyword of the day and your name to 925-555.
Standard message rates apply.
If we call you, you'll go into the daily draw to win a pair of tickets.
Starting this Saturday at noon. Thanks to Rogers, the presenting sponsor of Taylor Swift The Eras Tour.
Kiss 925.
If you've got room in your day to doom scroll until your battery dies, binge an entire season of reality TV,
what?
Or watch funny cat videos on loop, you've got room for play. With thrilling arcade games, epic attractions, live entertainment, crave-worthy food, and handcrafted cocktails, The Rec Room is the ultimate place to let loose and have fun. The Rec Room. Make room for play. Find The Rec Room near you at therecroom.com.
Ready to shop the Sephora savings event?
I was born ready.
Let's do this. What are you getting at the biggest beauty event of the year?
Summer Fridays lip balm, Charlotte Tilbury foundation, Rare Beauty blush, and a Kylie parfum.
Okay, I see you.
Your turn.
Definitely a Valentino fragrance, Way shampoo and conditioner, anything Paula's Choice, and a Moroccan oil hair treatment.
Everything is on sale during the Sephora savings event. Rouge members get early access on November 1st. VIB and insiders start saving November 5th. Offers end November 11th, only at Sephora. Shop in-store or online at Sephora.ca.
Discover more value than ever at your independent grocer, like Price Drop. They lower prices every 4 weeks, so you can save more. Shop in-store or online today.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's Kiss 92.5, proudly broadcasting in the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe, the Wendat, the Haudenosaunee peoples, and the Mississaugas of the Credit. This is Kiss.
Isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me, say. Let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body.
Going out on offer.
first date. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up your plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And even getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead.
Yesterday was Dammit Matthew's birthday. Are we allowed to say how old he is?
42.
Okay. Are you allowed to say it?
I just did.
So, Dammit Maury and Matthew, Dammit Matthew, went to the Keg.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Perfect place. Maury's to treat Matthew, of course, for his birthday. And recorded the whole conversation. This is more of a summary of what happened at dinner last night between the Dammits at the Keg celebrating Dammit Matthew's birthday. Edward has been listening to the wrong... Edward, we'll get to you in a second. Here is the Dammits.
Happy birthday. Are you enjoying your birthday dinner?
I will once I get the food.
You had a shrimp cocktail.
Okay, great.
And you're having Pinot Noir. Do you feel younger than 42?
I do not feel younger at all, no.
You look 25.
Oh, thank you. I get that all the time.
How old do I look?
49.
You're that.
It's the overhead lighting here.
How is that steak? Look at that filet mignon peppercorn sauce. Do I treat you well or right? My goodness, you wolfed that steak down. You must have been hungry.
Damn, man.
Clearly.
Was this the best birthday dinner you've ever had?
No.
What do you mean?
I've had better.
How can you charge $3 for peppercorn sauce?
Are you being cheap right now?
Anything else I can get you two tonight?
No, I think just the bell.
Sounds good.
It's wonderful. Thank you. I have a question to ask you. Friday's payday. Can you pay for this and I'll pay you back?
You're joking.
I was wondering if temporarily you cover this and I'll transfer the money on Friday.
Nope. My birthday comes once a year and you know when my birthday is, so you should plan for it, so... Start washing dishes. Go back there. I don't care.
I'm just a little bit, reddish.
Oh, you'll be reddish when I'm done with you.
Habsies? I can do half. But seriously, can you just cover this and I'll pay you back Friday?
No, you'll have to figure it out.
Hey, happy birthday.
Can't wait till your birthday.
I love you.
Oh, go f*** yourself.
So I have the receipt here.
Oh, you do?
From the birthday dinner.
Okay, what was it? Break it down here.
So they got two filet dinners.
Yeah. That's the... Yeah, okay.
No, right. One filet dinner.
Oh, sorry, one filet. Wait,
yeah.
What?
What did you have?
I had a...
Are you the one that ordered the side of cauliflower mash?
Yeah.
For $4?
Yeah.
Bruh. That's what you ate at the keg. You went to the keg to eat cauliflower mash.
Why didn't you have a steak?
I didn't want a steak. I had cauliflower mash.
Why didn't you have some chicken
or
something?
Are you still under that weirdo diet?
Yeah.
That, like, doesn't exist, but you're
also, I
yourself?
Knew that I didn't have a lot of money, so I was like, I can't put more on the bill.
So you basically couldn't afford one meal.
Wait, but hold on. But that was $4. Who ordered two shrimp cocktails?
He had 1.5 shrimp cocktails. I had like 2 shrimp.
So you had 2 shrimp and a side of cauliflower mash.
2 glasses of Pinot Noir.
Hold on. But there's a charge of 3 here.
Because he had 1 glass.
Okay. Wait, why on his birthday are you drinking 2 glasses of wine and you let the man drink only 1?
Because it was only 6 ounces.
That's to get through the dinner problem.
Thank you. What was the total?
$132.
Did you guys get the Billy Miner pie for his birthday?
It's free.
They did. Yeah.
Oh, you did get that.
Yeah.
That's not that bad, though. That's not a bad date
but
night.
Matthew, listen.
You couldn't come up with $130, Maury?
Like, Matthew's right. You knew his birthday was coming up. You had to make the reservation for the restaurant.
I needed the $100 because I'm getting, like, my hair cut today.
Oh, my God.
So I earmarked
money.
But you couldn't plan from, like, let's say a month ago, right? And set aside X amount of dollars because you know that you're going to take him out for his birthday.
Yeah, well, that's hard. Okay,
what would happen if you went to your wife and said, hey, listen, we can't do anything this week for your birthday because I got to pay for a haircut?
Bro.
Yeah. Isn't that how your marriage ended, Shem?
Oh my God!
I'm joking. I don't know because I didn't get the reaction from Mocha I was hoping for.
Oh,
so I had to take a shot.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Roz and Mocha
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
Judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise I'm not you're different. And everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture. And everyone rolls their eyes, yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, 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 don't prove I'm right. Please, 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 don't bring me to tears when I just did my makeup so nice. Heartbreak is one thing, my ego's another. I beg you, don't embarrass me, little sucker.
Really, really, please, 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 don't
92.5.
Home of Roz and Mocha.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
I go dancing, same old bar we used to go. I tell all my friends, I pray to God that he don't show. Second chances, they all ended long ago. But I wear this makeup, and gaze for makeup. And I tell myself I'll try to get you off my mind. So I go dancing, I close my eyes so I don't see. But I imagine you're right here, right next to me. 3 a.m. here again, and I'm still staring at my phone. If we're not dancing, I'd rather dance on my own. To get you off my mind. So I go down.
Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
On KISS 92.5.
Give the satisfaction asking how you're doing now. How's the castle built off people you pretend to care about? Just what you wanted. Look at you, cool guy, you got it. I see the parties and diamonds. Sometimes when I close my eyes, 6 months of torture you sold to some forbidden paradise. I loved you truly. You gotta laugh at the stupidity. 'Cause I've made some real big mistakes. You make the worst one look fine. I should have known it was strange. You only come out at night. I used to think I was smart, but you made me look so naive. The way you sold me for parts, you sunk your teeth into me. Bloodsucker, dream crusher. Bleeding me dry like a damn vampire. And every girl I ever talked to told me you were bad, bad news. You called them crazy. God, I hate the way I called them crazy too. You're so convincing. How do you lie without flinching? Ooh, what a mesmerizing, paralyzing, tragic little thrill. Can't figure out just how you do it, and God knows. No better. I've made some real big mistakes. But you make the worst one look fine. I should have known it was strange. You only come out at night. I used to think I was smart. But you made me look so naive. The way you told me
bleed me dry like a damn vampire.
So we all know that Maria is very loud at home early in the morning before she leaves to come in here on the Roz and Mocha show. She still lives at home with her parents always dropping stuff.
Not intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
Not intentionally, no. But like water bottle, drops stuff down the stairs, her gym bag.
Clomping. And you clomp too.
What do you mean I clomp?
You clomp.
Like this.
Yeah, you clomp.
I do not.
Oh, yes, you do.
If she leaves the house, sometimes she forgets her phone and has to go back in.
Clomp, clomp.
Right? And then, wait, how long after you leave or how long into the day does your dad then text you to be like, what the hell was all that noise?
Sometimes it's right away, depending on the annoyance.
Yeah.
And then sometimes he'll wait till I get home, come find me in the house, and just be like, what's wrong with you?
So another incident happened, right? Where Maria's dad is very upset, or I guess annoyed, but also her sister Demetra, who usually like law school, Ottawa, is not in the house at all, but is back, I guess, this week for reading week, right? Mm-hmm. So you get her sister and her dad who are upset with her over what happened at like 4 o'clock in the morning yesterday, was it?
Yeah.
And what happened? Tell everyone what.
I was going about my morning. I was quiet, not even a little noise.
Yeah.
I opened my freezer, and whoever stacked the frozen meat in the freezer did not stack them right. So I opened the freezer, and a bag of frozen burgers comes flying at me, slams on the ground, and slides all the way across the kitchen.
Okay. So at that point, anyone in the house wake up, come downstairs to see what was going on?
No, they probably were just...
Because they know.
No, they know. Even if it fell on my head, I don't think they would have gotten up.
So Maria could have been passed out all day.
You could still be there.
So Maria gets home yesterday, and the conversation, her dad and her sister are sitting there, and the conversation starts, and Maria records.
Well, I want to know what happened this morning.
What happened this
morning? Yeah, okay. So I opened the freezer, and I almost got decapitated and my foot broken because I opened the freezer, and the burgers that you probably put in the freezer came flying at my face and fell on the floor. So don't you dare blame me for opening the freezer. Why were the burgers stuck in the freezer like that? That's your packaging issue.
Why are you opening? First of all, it's not just a burger flying out. You walk like this. Oh, forgot something. Oh, let me go back.
Yo, I told you.
Clomping.
I told you. You clomp.
Okay. I am not a horse.
You got Fumbleina walking around.
I do not walk that heavy. Do you know who your daughter is sitting here? She sounds like a 7,000-pound elephant when she walks
First of
by.
All, I think you and your dog need to move out because this guy was barking at 7 o'clock in the morning because Tack on.
Me and my dog don't need to move out when you don't even live here anymore.
Why'd you do that on the night before? Because when you get ice, this is what you do.
The clomping.
That's my hand, apparently.
That is your getting ice.
It's not my fault that the ice sticks.
And on top of that, she drops the ice on the floor and it goes across the entire floor.
Honestly,
so you can hear the ice going and you can even hear the sliding of the ice.
It's not my fault that the ice sticks together.
Then my water is going to be warm all day. Romeo!
No, don't go to your mom. She's insane.
You're insane.
What are you doing in the freezer in the first thing in the morning?
I'm trying to get ice.
For what?
My water.
What are you? Oh, God. When everybody else in the house is sleeping, guess what? You drink room temp.
No.
Yeah.
No, I won't drink it.
Yeah, you're drinking room temp at that point.
You walk like this.
Yes.
No, I don't.
Oh, sorry, I forgot something. Oh, let me go back.
Yeah. The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
Up with it, girl. Rock with it, girl. Show them it, girl. With a bang bang. Bounce with it, girl. Dance with it, girl. Get with it, girl. With a bang bang.
Come on, come on. Turn the radio on. It's Friday night and I won't be long. Gotta do my hair, put my makeup.
To the floor and me see your energy because me not play no hide and seek. What is it the thing you ever make me feel weak, girl? Free! Cause anytime me whine and catch it, the selector pull it up and put it for repeat, girl. Me not touch a dollar in my pocket cause nothing in this world ain't more than what you worth.
I don't need no money.
You worth more than diamond, more than gold.
As long as I can feel the beat.
Make the day just take control.
As long as I keep dancing.
Free up yourself, get out of control.
Baby,
home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
That's right. Ask your mom.
That's what I'm saying.
I wish I could.
Oh, damn it, Maury.
Wow, it's got dark.
Wow.
Jesus. Jeez. I guess it's if the holidays are coming, hey? All those feelings are coming out.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about something today, Mom? You all right?
No, I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah.
Like right out the gate.
Your good is different than our good, though, Moore.
Uh-huh. Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. Oh, God. What a day.
What a day. I'm happy to be here, though.
Mm-hmm. Why, did something happen?
No, not at all. Trouble in paradise? Trouble in paradise? What are you talking about?
Trouble in paradise. You're saying like you're happy to be here. Like you're trying to escape.
Oh, no. I'm not trying to escape anything. No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I thought you meant like alive, like some death-defying thing happened.
What are you talking about? No. No, I'm happy to be here. That's all I'm saying.
Amen,
Jesus.
Bro.
It's all on how you said. No, but
can I just not get an amen?
All right,
listen,
you know,
amen,
I've never
brother.
Once said that.
I was going to say, that sounded very, like, holy of you. And
I
love
never,
it.
I realize that. I see it all the time in movies.
What?
Right? When somebody says, can I get an amen? And I just said those words out of my mouth. I've never once said those words together. Can I get an amen? Felt
amen.
Great.
Amen,
bro. Felt great.
Let's try it. Go ahead.
Okay. Very happy to be here today. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
We got a lot of great stuff coming up today. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Damn it, Maury ain't got no mama. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Hey, man, you brought it up.
Yeah,
can I get an amen?
Amen!
I don't mean to bring up old stuff, but if it hurts, it hurts. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Oh, that felt good. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
What's short form for that? Can somebody just go, give me amen?
No, you don't short change. You don't short change the Lord.
You
man.
Don't. Oh, that's where I fail.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going to hell. I was wondering during this whole thing, when am I going to hit to that point of where I actually start realizing that I go to hell?
So you're saved now, brother. I got you.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrate mornings on Kiss.
Kiss 92.5.
It's fine, it's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool. With their arms out like an angel through the gosh darn room. I don't wanna call it off, but you don't wanna call it love. You only wanna be the one that I
and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
On KISS 92.5.
And now, the Home and Auto Report, powered by Desjardins Insurance.
Fall is here, and that usually means we can count on some pretty significant fall storms to roll through. So let's talk about how we can prevent water from getting into your house in case of a big fall rain event. Clean your gutters. This is so important. When your gutters are full of leaves, they can block your downspouts. Blocked spouts can cause pooling of water in your troughs, which usually means water getting into places that you don't want it to. Check the seals around your windows and doors. Take some time to check your doors and windows and make sure there aren't any glaring issues with caulking or framing. Even the slightest crack can lead to big water problems in your home. Remember, water follows the quickest, easiest path, so keep on top of things.
The Home and Auto Report, powered by Desjardins Insurance. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care today.
Insurance recommends using caution and consulting an expert prior to undertaking the activities. Desjardins Insurance cannot be held liable for reliance on these tips.
Going on vacation? Spending money in another currency? From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos. If you're still using major banks, you could be getting ripped off. Instead, use Wise and save up to 3 times compared to major banks when you spend money in another currency. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
My parents have had a lot of time on their hands lately. At first, it was nice. Hey, Mom, can you drive me to soccer practice?
Sure can.
We're having slow-cooked ribs for dinner.
It was awesome. And then it became a lot. Some friends are coming over to watch a movie.
Ooh, what are we watching? I'll make some popcorn.
Thanks to Voila, they can order all our fresh favorites from Sobeys, Farm Boy, and Longo's online, which is super reliable. And now my parents are reliable. A little too reliable.
Voila, your groceries delivered. Just like that.
Oh, Maya. Maya. She loves being cool. 21 degrees is her favorite number. God, she's the coolest, especially at night. So I raised the temp at 10 p.m. because she gets chilly when she sleeps. Maya loves using less energy. And I love Maya. We're basically besties.
With SmartFlow from Enbridge Sustain, you won't have to think about your HVAC, but it will always be thinking of you. With smart controls and zero upfront costs, visit Enbridge Sustain.